This is KUNM. I'm Kaveh Movahed. The New Mexico Public Education Department says few grade school students participated in state testing last year and that it's impossible to measure learning loss from the pandemic. Yesterday, the Education Department said that only 10% of elementary and middle school students took tests last spring, despite schools being fully open at the time. It's the third year in a row that comparable education data will not be available to policymakers. That's because the Public Education Department changed standardized tests twice since 2018 and didn't implement them during the pandemic. Apples-to-apples test comparisons allow state lawmakers to assess the effectiveness of new programs and consider how to spend about $3 billion of public money. They now have little data to drive that decision-making. The next tests are planned for spring of 2022, months after the legislature sets its education budget. Education officials say new data won't be processed until 2023. Albuquerque's struggle with violent crime and escalating homelessness took center stage last night as the three candidates running for mayor in New Mexico's largest city faced off during a forum sponsored by the New Mexico Black Voters Collaborative. Crime has been among the top issues for voters as the city deals with record homicides this year. Incumbent Tim Keller tried to defend his record, pointing to community policing efforts and a new public safety office. He said the Albuquerque police force is adequately funded and that more money needs to be spent on social workers and support programs. Bernalillo County Sheriff Manny Gonzalez, a Democrat, accused Keller of politicizing law enforcement and not supporting the city's officers. Republican candidate Eddie Aragon, a radio station owner and talk show host, stressed the need to attract more residents and businesses and said he would not support any pandemic-related mandates. The family of a passenger on a hot air balloon that crashed and killed five people in Albuquerque in June is suing the estate of the deceased pilot and the companies that operated the commercial balloon. The estate of Martin Martinez filed a lawsuit in state district court last week against Hot Air Balloon Addicts LLC, Sventato LLC, and the estate of the pilot, Nicholas Molesky. The suit alleges Molesky, who had drugs in his system, of piloting the balloon in a reckless manner. A Federal Aviation Administration report shows Molesky had marijuana and cocaine in his blood and urine. There has not yet been a ruling on the cause of the crash. On June 26, the balloon struck a power line and the basket toppled about 100 feet onto a busy street. Also killed in the crash were Martinez's wife, Mary Martinez, Georgia O'Keeffe Elementary School assistant principal Susan Montoya, and her husband, John Montoya. This is KUNM.